throw.
It would be nice to have a blow.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a blow.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a blow.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a blow.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a blow.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a blow.
Throw.
It would be nice to have a blow.
Throw.
From your mom.
Listeners and not to, we did anyway, dumb debating.
John's computer sucks, Macs are the only way, dumb debating.
Fullbacks are running backs, hamburger steaks.
Josh is too dumb to eat a cupcake.
Mailing a base.
Does John like Nebraska or Creighton?
Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating. Die for the pylon or give up on the plate, dumb debating.
Millennials are great and old should go away, dumb debating.
Rarely do we find any common ground.
Josh wants his food to be the best around.
Even if it gives him fatal flatulation.
Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating.
When a tree falls down and nobody's around, you can bet your ass it won't make a sound.
Water ain't wet, you know nothing about hydration.
Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating.
Just three radio hosts on air, dumb debating.
Well, if the first 2 hours and 53 minutes wasn't dumb enough, now things get really stupid. It's time for Dumb Debates, where we take your debates. And we debate them here on the Grum. This is your chance to affect the content of the program by sending us your dumb debates. Use the hashtag dumb debates on Twitter, JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, or send them to us in the JTech Construction, the Equitable Bank inbox. Take banking personally. Answer the phone on the first ring.
The priest, Tusker Priest, tweets in
Tusker
at us.
Tusker Priest.
Now, you forgot the hashtag, but it just came down, so we can ask this and answer this.
Sure.
What is the best compliment a 40-year-old man can receive? And he gives us three options. Feel free to do a write-in if you'd like, John. Okay. So his three options were, you have a great bar, you mow a great lawn, or you're a great bowler.
The lawn one feels good.
You have a great bar.
For the record, that's what I would want to hear the most. That's what I would want to hear. If somebody actually, our bar at our house, our apartment has gotten compliments, which we appreciate.
Wow. A four toaster garage and a bar.
We have a pretty sweet bar. Have I ever showed you the picture of it?
No.
I'll show you a picture of it. It's pretty cool. But yeah. I like getting complimented on that because we put a lot of work into how it looks, the design of everything.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have a bar, so I would say the answer mowing is, one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's understandable. You love mowing.
I'll never be able to afford either.
Oh, Nick, you can get a bar.
Can I?
Yeah. It's just we got an older I gotta find a picture of it once we remodeled it everything. But we got this what would you call, it's a cabinet kind of looking thing. So that's what it was like before.
Yeah.
So we have
credenza.
That's what it looks like. Yeah. And so then
a credenza.
I'll find one for when it was actually, we have it set up with all of our booze and stuff. I'll look for it. But yeah, I would like to hear that, but I understand why John would definitely want to hear about the lawn situation.
Is bowling, do old still bowl?
I like bowling. I go bowling every year for my birthday.
Yeah.
People still bowl.
Is there a write-in option that you would want to hear, John?
I'd have to think about it.
There you go, Nick.
I'd have to think about it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, that's a nice bar.
Oh, thank you, Nick. Isn't that pretty sweet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, what do we got?
This one came in last week from Semfer. It is a picture, for those of you not watching in on the stream, it's a picture of young Happer next to the cartoon character Yukon Cornelius from the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer specials from the 60s that still air annually on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to skip to his second one because it refers to the picture. Who would win in a fight below? And it's Happer versus Yukon Cornelius.
I mean, I would say, knowing Happer like I do, somebody named Yukon Cornelius, I would be worried that person would murder Happer. Like, literally
Yukon Cornelius has a pickaxe.
Yeah.
He does have a pickaxe.
Happer just has takes.
Now, he is of cartoon form, so maybe Connor could step on him.
That's true.
He also asks, are rules in combat beyond don't kill non-combatants stupid and make war boring?
Or rules and compounds.
Are you asking about war crimes?
No. You know what? I let's explore this topic.
Oh. Let's explore war crimes.
Okay, so let's say that it is...
Josh here for unlimited war.
No, I just... I thought about
Josh
that, right?
Josh says, let's get to the point, war.
It's Americans versus Nazis. And you're not allowed to use gas, right? Like, we're not allowed to do that anymore because of World War
mustard
I.
Mustard gas, yeah.
I mean, that is kind of interesting. You're trying to kill them. Yeah. The goal is to murder.
Yeah,
but gas is too far?
In a humane way.
Yes. Sounds legit to me.
Like, make it quick, you know?
I don't buy any
Would
of that.
Would you rather have a slow, painful death or a quick one?
No, of course the answer is a quick one,
well,
but...
you won't get that with gas.
All... What's the phrase? All something in
war. All's fair in love and war.
Yeah, I kind of...
Except all isn't fair in love and war because of the Geneva Convention.
Considering that, you know...
You can actually get
we dropped a bomb on a country, Nick. A bomb.
Two bombs. Well,
and it left... So the people who survived that actually had it worse off than the people who died.
Yeah, and then a lot of people didn't like that.
Yeah.
Just like how
but
we also... Remember,
do we have a rule about that? No, we can still drop nukes, can't we?
I mean...
There's no rules about it. People are afraid to because they don't...
There's unspoken rules.
It's like baseball. The unwritten rules of
the
nukes.
The unwritten rules of war.
Yeah. There are definitely unwritten rules of nukes, and the unwritten rule is the world would end because then another country would do it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the great deterrent. If you don't want it done to you, don't do it to somebody else. Or if you do do it to somebody else, make sure you end their ability to do it back to you.
Yeah.
That's basically the rules of war. But yes, yeah, the fact is that everybody who ever signed on the Geneva Convention has also violated the Geneva Convention many times over. Tells you all you need to know about the validity of the Geneva Convention.
We're out on Geneva. Old Man Doug says, Old Man Doug still bowls 204 average. Doug, did you just speak of yourself in the third person? Come on,
he
bro.
Apparently
That's
did.
Weird.
Many people are making this joke now, too, including Jed. We all know John is rooting for UConn Cornelius.
Yep.
UConn.
Of course.
Cornelius.
Of course.
Over
Always root for the Big East.
We should get John a UConn Cornelius shirt.
I wanted to ask some old ones before I get to my college football one because I promised it. RC Cola asks, if everyone on the crossover fought waves of kindergartners in groups of 10 with their bare hands, in each fifth wave you had to fight a fifth grade boss, how many waves would each of you survive?
What's the boss?
A fifth grader.
Okay.
So it's groups of 10 kindergartners. And then every fifth wave, there would also be one additional fighter, and that's a fifth grader.
I think I'd get tired after the fifth grader.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
So
you're doing waves, and you never know. I mean, some of these kids these days, you know, might come with, you know, chains, knives,
rocks. They're too busy being on their iPods looking at TikTok.
They are. That's a great point.
Okay, well, that gives me a fighting chance.
Thankfully, my fitness is pretty good. So
kindergartners are soft.
As long as it's not 70 degrees.
So you just run. Yeah, so as long as the temperature wasn't an abysmal 65.
Bingo.
Josh would be able to run away from the waves of
I think that you guys are spot on. Because 10 groups or 5 waves, that's 50.
That's
before
a lot.
You get to the fifth grade. Yeah, you're so exhausted. I don't even know if I could make it to the fifth grade. But that's just a long time to fight. That said, they are kindergartners. What is that, fifth, 5 or 6 years old?
Yeah, just kind of kick them out of the way.
Seriously. So what are we doing to these kindergartners, ultimately? What's the goal here?
Well, remember that last question you asked?
Yeah, is that what the goal is?
Yeah, Josh would just use the mustard gas because... Hey,
I've never murdered anybody, so I just don't know how long it takes. Because I have not done it before. I haven't. We have to answer these questions. Oh, by the way, Severe has responded in terms of the compliment. You have sex like a poor person. That would be the best compliment to receive.
Like a poor person.
Wow.
Wow.
From the Leon of the group. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Great reference, John.
Do you say you had another old one?
Riley says, would Major League Baseball be more fun if there was like half as many games? It feels weird that you can theoretically lose 50 straight games and still make the playoffs.
Well, the fact that no one's ever lost 50 straight games... Nor have they lost 50 straight games and made the playoffs. I wonder what that is a good question.
I was just going to ask, what's the most consecutive losses of a team that made the playoffs?
Longest, I'll Google this, longest losing streak.
Chris in Montana
in
just texted.
MLB text, to make playoffs.
Well, you look at that. Chris in Montana just texted torturing, waterboarding. I don't know if that's in response to, but is that against the Geneva Convention? You're not allowed to do that in war. That'd just take too much time. longest? Take too much time to torture somebody on the battlefield.
We like to do that in the early 2000s, am I right?
Got him.
There's a whole movie
Man,
about
I've
it.
I've been thinking about rewatching Zero Dark Thirty. Have you ever seen Zero Dark Thirty, John?
No.
I have seen it once, and I've never gotten the baby out of my head.
No, no, no. That's not Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh,
you're thinking of
American Sniper.
Have you
bad.
Seen Zero Dark Thirty?
A long time ago.
All right. I was going to say, well, you should. If you've not seen it, you should pick it for the movie club so I can rewatch it.
I still remember the night that happened. That was wild.
What, when Osama got capped?
Yeah, when we got him.
Random fact that I always remember about that night is that HBO unveiled the first 10 minutes of Game of Thrones.
Oh.
So I watched that. And then I flipped it to the Phillies game, and I saw Osama bin Laden was taken out.
I don't remember what my mom was watching, but that
Fox
came
News?
On. No. That came on, and then I had a track meet the next day.
Running!
And then we talked about that. A bunch of us as children talked about that at the track meet.
Hey, I dealt with 9/11 when I was a kid, so you got to deal what you got to deal with.
I guess we had takes.
I was in seventh grade. I had takes about 9/11. Bad. Those were the takes.
Yeah.
John, did you find the answer?
That only
no,
sounds
I
like
did not find
take,
the
Josh.
Answer. I'm very disappointed, but if the folks at Elias might be listening, or ESPN Stats.
Hey, Elias, if you're listening.
Stats Services is listening.
Help us out.
What is the longest in-season losing streak for a team who eventually made the playoffs in baseball history?
How about this from Sad Husker fan? Osama missed Game of Thrones. Osama bin Laden never got to watch Game of Thrones.
He would have loved it. You ever
darn.
Hear about his hard drive? He loved Western media.
Did he really?
You know what else Osama missed out on? The run and wrestling connection.
Oh, man.
So, do you know what Steam is?
I don't. Do I want to? This is dumb debates, Nick. Not Nick teaches us about the weird parts of the internet.
It's an online internet library, right? You download games from there.
Okay.
Osama bin Laden had a Steam account, and he played a lot of a game called Counter-Strike, which is a war game where you're fighting terrorists.
Very on brand. Chris from Omaha, by the way, says my fifth grader is 5'2 and 150 pounds. Ain't gonna beat him. Yeah,
we're just worried about getting past the waves of kindergartners.
Yeah, that fifth grader would kick my ass. I think
the waves of kindergartners has been bad enough.
Jordan says, are there more legs in the world or eyes?
It's. I guess more people lose their legs. I feel like I see less eye patches around. Than prosthetic legs.
Are there less
eye
patches?
Yeah, but there's people that have glass eyes, so they don't have to wear that. They don't wear the patch for the cosmetics.
Hmm. Nobody has three eyes, correct?
Not that I know of.
Open your third eye, Josh.
And let's save the jokes. Is there anyone who has three legs?
Not that I know of.
Besides Greg Olson, apparently. So, I don't know the answer to this, then.
Yeah, I would guess it's probably
eyes.
Legs over eyes.
I'm going to say eyes.
I'm going to say there's
legs
more
over
eyes.
I'm going to say eyes.
There's for sure more eyes. Yeah. A glass eye is still an eye. Does it have to be functioning eye?
Yes, it has to be a functioning eye.
The implication in the question
so
is.
So I guess does Nick's eyes count then? Because they're barely functioning. That's beady true. Eye.
I have
beady
glasses.
Eye, yeah. All right, what's your question, John?
Well, this is an actual news story.
Okay.
The writers of Sesame Street have voted unanimously to authorize a strike.
Oh, you must be a huge fan of this, given that you are now Lefty John.
The 35 writers unionized with the. The WGA, is that the writing? I'm not sure what WGA stands for.
Writers Guild of America.
Oh, Writers Guild of America. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Could start picketing outside the Sesame Workshop offices as soon as next week. So my dumb debate is this. Because, the kids shows like to explain adult things or difficult things to children. And sometimes the special edition shows.
Yeah, what are they called?
A very special edition of such and such. Like famously back in the 80s during the Cold War, Mr. Rogers, famously in the land of make-believe.
He explained there was the Cold War?
There was the threat
the
of
cool
war.
The cool Mr. R
There was the threat of war, so he used his puppets to explain war.
That's
to
awesome.
Kill, to kids.
They probably would have called him Woke Rogers today.
That does feel a little surreal.
Have to teach him sometime, Nick.
I'm King Tuesday. Here's war.
So here's my question. It's four different things. What would be harder for Elmo to explain to kids?
Okay.
How babies are made.
Ooh.
College sports conference realignment. The American obsession with the British royal family or labor disputes.
What's the hardest?
Which one would be the hardest for Elmo to explain to kids?
What was the second one?
How babies are made, conference realignment, the American obsession with the British royal family, or labor disputes.
I feel like conference realignment would be the easiest.
You do?
Yeah.
To explain to children?
what I would say is it's about money and power. I feel like you can boil it down to that pretty
easily. I feel
like
there's a lot of background
right, but
that
then
you're going to have to give the kids so they understand.
Remember when we were
why.
Saying, can you imagine explaining to someone who's never participated in sports how college football got to this point, how difficult and how weird? And
yeah, but explaining to kids, what was the first one? The first one was sex.
How babies are made.
That's pretty easy. Because
that's just a kind of an uncomfortable conversation.
I guess you're right. That is easy to explain. It's just, yeah,
very
teaching kids about that.
Parents have
but
that
you
got to
do it in such a way that it's appropriate for kids, that they'll understand.
So what are the other two options? The Royals. See, I don't even understand it myself, so actually that might be the answer.
I think that's the answer.
I don't get it. I don't get why we're so obsessed with them.
I don't either.
We already beat them.
It's still the greatest mystery of our society is why, after we fought so long and so hard
that
to get away from the Brits, that now all of a sudden we tried to get away from King George, that all of a sudden his incestual ancestors were obsessed with.
Yeah. Oh, and they're incest, all right.
It's just a very bizarre thing. I think that's the answer.
Yeah, I think that we figured it out.
By the way, Cubs win.
Thank God it's over. Many people are now commenting on what Osama bin Laden missed. And other people around 9/11. Chris writes, Money Chris, Osama also missed the Scott Frost era of Husker football. Lucky bastard. Osama still knew Nebraska as, you know, a dwindling power.
A good team.
But still solid.
Didn't Osama also miss on the Bo Pelini firing? And the Bo audio tapes? What year was it?
He did miss out on the Bo.
What year was it when we got him?
2011.
Yeah, he missed the Bo audio tape.
Yeah, and it had been recorded. I wonder if he had ever heard it on that website Nick was talking about. It was recorded in 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they finally got to Osama's. You know what?
He had the audio.
He was the one that
leaked it to Deadspin. Damn it, Osama.
I think he also loved The Simpsons.
Did he?
Yeah.
Interesting. In a text, I'm not going to say the name of this person. I don't want anyone to lose their job, so I'll just read it. The people who died on 9/11 only knew Amazon as an online book retailer. A lot of stuff has changed since then.
Many things have changed since then.
Do I know who sent that text?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I guess there is one particular person. It's not that person.
Okay.
It's not that person that you think it is. Okay, I have the college football one for you.
Yes.
Nick Saban at Kansas State or Bill Snyder at Alabama? Who's more successful? I heard this on Split Zone Duo this week, and I thought it was really fun.
I'm always going to default to the GOAT. Nick Saban's going to be better at Kansas State.
Man, I'm surprised that you say that, but I agree with you. I thought that you were going to make an argument for Snyder because you have often been in the, we never got to see Nick Saban be a national power at a non-Southern school.
Yeah.
But you have kind of changed your tune on that, mainly because he just kept winning and winning and winning.
Oh, yeah. He absolutely.
But the argument that they made on Bill Snyder was I thought was a good one of maybe why he wouldn't have been as successful, and that's because he would have been in Alabama and he would have to deal with all the boosters there. And just like, hey, you got to come to this car show thing that we have on a Tuesday in April.
Yeah, you see,
he'd be like, what? No.
Yeah, there is an element of that, you know, I'm a big proponent of fit, you know, whether it's an athlete or a coach, it's just about fitting. And I think that kind of similar to the argument I used to make for Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
You know, look at where he's done it.
Because, yeah, he was obviously able to do it wherever.
He was successful everywhere. All these different conferences, all these different climates, all these different schools that are very different from each other. And that's a sign of a great coach. Unfortunately for Bill Snyder is he only coached at one place as a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't deny that Bill Snyder would have had success, but
because he's too good of a coach not to have some success.
But I don't think he would have fit with Alabama. I think the grind of Alabama and the celebrity of Alabama. And
it takes a certain type of
all
coach.
All of the different interests tugging and pulling. Bill Snyder was able to make it work at K-State because K-State was willing just to hand over the keys to the kingdom and say, please help us.
Yeah, and he gave them their first, you know, sign of success ever. And so he had all the power.
It would have been so different at Alabama. And I think the grind would have eventually been like, this is not for me. Whereas Nick Saban, and no, I'm not saying he won a national championship at Michigan State, but you could tell that, you know, he obviously was a good enough coach. He got hired by LSU, and he immediately turned him into a champion. Now, am I saying that Nick Saban would win a national championship at Kansas State? That's a harder question.
And it's funny because Bill Snyder got pretty close two times.
But that's the thing. I am more confident that Nick Saban would win a national title at Kansas State than Bill Snyder winning a national championship at Alabama.
I am too, mainly because, again, Nick Saban is just, I mean, he was such a good coach.
I can see it in my mind's eye a little bit more. And yeah, there's confirmation bias because I've seen Nick Saban win a national championship, never saw Bill Snyder win a national championship. But, I mean, the greatness of Saban is undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you watch him, and if you think about it, the two guys aren't that far apart. They're both very process-oriented.
Yes, details.
Very detail-oriented. I mean, Bill Snyder was notoriously detail-oriented. So much that he insisted on the kind of butter that was served on the team flights.
He would talk about like the windows being up or down on the airplanes.
Yes.
In terms of where they were taking off and landing because of the sun and fatigue. Like, yes. He cared about that type of stuff.
So I don't deny that he couldn't win a national title at Alabama.
But I
think the grind would have gotten to him. Whereas, you know, Nick Saban, he's a little more adaptable because he's been through that before.
Correct. Yeah, Max says, plus Saban has the LSU natty, already done it at another school.
Yeah, it's a great question.
And look, I know we view LSU right now as a much different program than we did, you know, when he got there. But that program was down. You know, it was a great place for talent. But that place had struggled. And now we view them as a power or a place where you should win national championships. He is the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
He changed that. By the way, some other things real fast. Mike says the 1953 Yankees won the World Series and had a 9-game losing streak. That is the longest streak for a World Series champion.
All right, that's a good...
That's a crazy losing streak for a team. That's, you know, that's over 5% of the season to lose in a row to win the World Series. Andy says, my mom passed away in August of 2002. She never saw Nebraska suck. There you go. Silver linings.
Well, she...
Playbook?
She did...
I like that movie.
She did before Devaney. Grandma? Yeah, would have seen the...
Probably,
She would have seen the pre-Devaney era.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Wow.
And they were pretty bad.
Wow, sorry. Rest in peace to Andy's mom.
Well, yeah, I guess I was assuming her age. I'm not sure how old she was.
Don't assume a woman's
age. I thought you said grandmother. I didn't
assume a woman.
Johnny Pig wants to know, what is more overrated?
Mm.
Sriracha, avocados, or pumpkin spice?
Ooh, great one.
Sriracha.
Pumpkin spice.
Avocado. We all disagree.
Oh.
I like pumpkin spice. I don't drink it very often, but I like a pumpkin spice latte.
I think it's overrated because people just assume that, oh, it tastes like fall. And yeah, right.
It does.
But they've tried to put it in everything.
No,
they've tried to make it about everything, and that's annoying. Where avocados pretty much have one purpose, and it's not to be on Josh's toast, but it's to be guacamole, which is tremendous. That and blue cheese totally changed my worldview in the last 10 to 15 years.
Oh, I hate blue cheese. It's so nasty.
Blue cheese is gross.
I love blue cheese.
I wish I could dump it on your head right now.
Why would you want to do that?
Because I hate it so much.
They should call it blue sneeze.
Nice. Got them. Yeah, it's like boogers.
Sriracha's overrated. Cholula's better. Louisiana's better. So many hot sauces are better.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I never have sriracha unless it is like mixed in with something else. But I would never. We don't have sriracha in our fridge.
We actually do right now.
I'm a Frank's guy.
Oh, I am too. We've got like 3 or 4 different hot sauces, sriracha being one of them.
Yeah.
I like it. But the thing is, I don't have any of these things enough to be tired of it.
That's also true. I barely have any of these things.
For the pumpkin spice, to me, it's just about how it's just become so ubiquitous in everything. Pumpkin spice Cheerios.
It does
pumpkin
take
spice
over.
Pumpkin spice lattes.
You're not
pumpkin
wrong
spice.
There.
Pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice hamburgers.
That's a good point. You're not.
Pumpkin
you're not
spice
wrong there.
Bread.
The amount of things they try to stuff it into is a bit much. It's kind of turned into a parody at this point.
Oh, it definitely is. Kev writes, would you rather have 3 nightmares a week or have no dreams at all?
I would be fine with no dreams.
Ditto, because my dreams are so weird and distracting, and then occasionally I'll just be driving or doing something, and a vision from one of the dreams will pop in my head, and then I will go down a weird rabbit hole of trying to figure out what that was about and trying to remember everything, and it's very annoying. My dreams have they are non-linear, nonsensical. It's just random crap.
But isn't that interesting?
It can be, but it's also annoying.
Annoying.
Because like if you're in the middle of a really good story and then all of a sudden a horse just walks into the scene, it's like, where'd the horse come from?
I've had some really good dreams. I have liked some of my dreams, but ultimately I don't remember most of my dreams. And if you don't remember it, it's basically like not having had it at all.
Wow, I'll take the nightmares. Also, like
I hate nightmares.
Why?
I do too.
You wake up and
they're
it's
nightmares.
Over. But you wake up and it's over.
They're not called funmares.
It's just like you wake up and it's like.
But no, sadly, I remember the nightmares better than I remember the dreams.
Haven't you ever had a nightmare where you like you're conscious, sorta, and you're like, I want to wake up, but you just can't wake up.
But then you do, and then it's like, you know, I'm awake. I had a moment in real life where I was like, is this a nightmare? But it was actual real life.
This now makes sense.
What?
Psycho Run Boy here tortures himself for 26 miles so that by the end of it, he feels so relieved that this horrible experience is over.
Great experience.
He's in it for the high of the torture. It's the S&M of athletics.
Oh, it's like the people who like
running
to watch.
The S&M of athletics.
I would say yes.
So it's like people who just like to watch horror movies and nothing else.
I like horror movies.
And nothing else?
What was
I'm fine with horror movies. I don't like nightmares because the nightmare's happening to me. The horror movie's happening to someone else.
But it's not real. It's like fun. It's like a fun thing.
That is not fun.
But you've never had a nightmare that felt real?
Of course I have. But I don't know. It's like a part of the human experience.
So it's not having dreams.
No, that's not true. It's just a part of the human experience.
Dogs have dreams too.
I know. I see Banks. He runs around in his dreams all the time.
Oh, so you want to just continue to have nightmares about poor Mr. Banks having some terrible fate happen to him, but then you wake up and go, oh boy, I'm so glad I got to experience that, and it's over.
I mean, I'm always happy when I wake up and Mr. Banks is still there. That's very nice.
See, that's why you get rid of the nightmares.
CJ says, no dreams at all. I have such vivid dreams, the bad nightmares are not fun at all. Jordan says, Nightmare is a great name for a horse. That is a... Here comes Nightmare down the stretch.
That's the name of a horse in a video game.
There you go. Brandon says, Nightmare. I'll take nightmares. Dreams are free therapy. Now go to actual therapy,
again, Brandon. My dreams are not therapeutic. They're more frustrating because I'm like, what was that about? Why did that do that?
Men would rather have three nightmares a week than go to therapy.
Go to therapy. Chris in Montana says, I had a dream about my dog that passed last night. It was such a joyful experience, well worth a couple nightmares. Look at that. So he got to hang out with his dog again. That actually would make me sadder than a nightmare would make me scared.
Mm. Yeah, because then you remember what you miss.
Yeah.
You don't like that either.
No. Michael, Mr. Banks' nightmare is running when it's 65 out. Well done. And that's a good callback. And that's Dumb Debates. We got to talk about Belichick.
Bill Belichick.
Wow. Nick.
I was so glad when nobody wanted him.
There's new details about why they want him.
It's details about why they didn't want him,
so
you should enjoy
this.
This
is like his nightmare.
Yeah, but I just don't want to hear about him anymore. I want him to disappear.
Sheesh! Nick, pro-murder!
From society, from the cultural zeitgeist.
He wants him to get zero dark 30'd.
he's not a threat to you anymore.
Yeah.
He hasn't been a threat to you for like 4 years.
And he might not be a threat again ever.
Ever.
Yeah, we'll have that next.
On 1620 The Zone, where the NBA play-in tournament is giving teams a chance to play their way into the postseason. It's a playoff for the playoffs. But for you, it doesn't matter because new customers can play their way into $150 in free bets. That's right, $150. Just place any $5 bet. You get $150 in bonus bets from the FanDuel Sportsbook, win or lose. So even that $5 wager tonight on Chicago, win or lose, you're going to get $150 in bonus bets from FanDuel. And all you need to do is register right now by visiting FanDuel.com/1620.
John said $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, and then you can use that throughout the rest of the playoffs. Maybe it's three-pointers made. Maybe it's the first basket score. Again, $5. $1 bet at FanDuel.com/1620 can turn into $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. Go there right now. 21 plus, present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.